good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos, and we're here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos with tremendous thanks to Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Azuchus for Chai Rivka Basipora, Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi and David Aryeh, and in memory of Mendy's father's neshama should have an aliyah. Shabbos, the Hilika Shabbos, the Holy Shabbos, that couldn't come at a better time. Every one of us need it. All week long, we are fragmented and frazzled. All week long, we are stretched in. All week long, we are distracted. All week long, we are drawn to our technology and our to-dos, and Shabbos comes. Oh, what a city of refuge. What a salvation. Shabbos comes. We immerse ourselves into our family, ourselves, and of course, our Creator, the Ribono Shel Olam. And there is an allusion to the Holy Shabbos and to what Shabbos does and provides for us in this week's Parsha Ve'elishmos B'nei Yisrael Haba'im Mitzrayim. These are the names of the Jewish people who are coming to Egypt. Es Yaakov, Ishu Beiso Ba'u. Yaakov and a person and his family, they came. Yesh Lefarshis Apsukim. I'm reading from the Ach Pri Tfuah, the Liskarov, who was the Rebbe of Reb Shaila. Yesh Lefarsh Hemshech Apsukim. Mashakos of Balaturim. The Balaturim quotes, Es Yaakov Ish, Sofei Tevos, Shabbos. Es Yaakov, who came to Egypt? Yaakov, Ish, a person. The last letter of each of those words, Es Yaakov Ish, spells out Shabbos. Because the Medrash tells us, Hine Amr Chazal, Amr Shabbos, Levei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos said to the Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Kulam Yeshli Ben Zug, Vili Ein Ben Zug. Everyone has a partner. Everyone has companionship, and I'm all alone. Sunday is Monday, Tuesday is Wednesday, Thursday is Friday. Shabbos says, what do I have? Amr Lakodesh Baruch Hu, Kineses Yisrael, He Ben Zugach. The Jewish people, they are your pair. They are your other half. They're your match. They're your companion. They're your companion. There is a connection between a Yid and Shabbos. What we connect, we are only made whole through Shabbos. If all we had was the weekday, all we had was pursuit of the material, all we had was controlling, manipulating this world, if we didn't have Shabbos, we'd be incomplete. We'd be a half and not a whole. Shabbos is not just another day of the week, another day on the calendar. Shabbos is our other half. Shabbos is where we find who we really are. Because the world around us is shut down. We're able to retreat into ourselves and into what matters. Shabbos gives us the margin, the space to be able to think. Shabbos is what gives us the serenity and the hope the whole week. My son, Allah Hillel, told me that's the idea that we say all week long. Hayom Riyom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos. The Ramban famously says that's how we fulfill Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kodesho. We observe and remember Shabbos, not only making Kiddush on Shabbos, but all week long. But he said it also gives the Jew solace as we're suffering in the Gullus, as we're making our way through a difficult week. More anti-Semites, more challenges at work, more loneliness in life, more issues that we're trying to navigate and overcome. By mentioning, by orienting our day around Shabbos, we remember that Shabbos is the tachlis of Maisa Bereishis. Shabbos is the goal. Shabbos is the payday. Shabbos is the payoff. Shabbos is the makor bracha. It is the source of all blessing. Says the Ach B'Tzvu, the Liskarov, Hinei mida Shabbos umaramiz ashchina kadosha. Shabbos is a reference to Shechina. Kamo Shabbos imikabaz miyashvua, keni imikabaz miyashisha ktavos. Shabbos is a reference to the Shechina, to the Ribono Shel Olam himself. And therefore, our ben zug, our other half, really is Shabbos. Apiza yuvan ha-psukim. Like the Zohar says, Eilu shmoz b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, ha-yakov yishu b'sabo, shabo im ha-shechina, ve-ze es Yaakov. When we went into Golos, we didn't go by ourselves. We didn't go on our own. We weren't left alone to figure it out. We went with the Shechina, the Ribono Shel Olam. Ha-shechina nekres Yaakov. V'gam mitzrayim ha-gematria Shechina. Al-ken kulam nidbiku b'shechina ha-kadosha, ayodo ha-mekablim, ve-leze romeiz teva Shabbos, she-ze nasa b'shabbos. Yaakov ish ubeso. We didn't go alone, we went with Yaakov. Yaakov is an allusion to the Shechina, to the Ribono Shel Olam. Shabbos is a nachla b'li mitzarim. It's the nachla of Yaakov Avinu. When do we feel most connected? When do we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shabbos. You don't sing Zmiros in the middle of the week. We don't have time and headspace to be able to learn in the middle of the week necessarily as much as we do on Shabbos. We're not able to sit undistracted like we can during the week. So where is the Shechina found? When is it our other half? In the Holy, in the Heiliga Shabbos. That's the idea. Yaakov is the remez to Shechina, and Mitzrayim is Gematria Shechina, and the idea is that Shabbos is Shechina. He doesn't spell it out, but I want to suggest that maybe what the Baal HaTurim is saying is the following, that as we're heading down, Elishmos B'nei Yisrael, Haba'im Mitzrayim, we were going down into Golos. Why is there a remez? Why is there an allusion to Shabbos specifically on our way down into Golos, into Mitzrayim? And I think perhaps maybe what the Medrash is getting at, what the Torah itself is telling us is that while we're in that Golos, that darkness, while we're in that place that feels helpless and hopeless, while we're in that place that feels absent of godliness, know Hashem is coming with us. And where do we find him? Shabbos. Where do we find our solace? Shabbos. A Yid, a Jew in Gullus. You're not in Gullus. There's Geula even in Gullus when? On Shabbos. Shabbos is the Geula in Gullus. When we immerse ourselves in Shabbos, we find redemption. Because whatever there is on our to-do list, however many emails are in our inbox, whatever is waiting for us that we have to get to, know that Shabbos is Geula even within Gullus. So we too, we're in the harsh Gullus of this rise of anti-Semitism, we're in the harsh Gullus of whatever we're waiting for and struggling with. And we need to know and remember the Geula in Gullus is Shabbos. 6 days, we feel that Gullus. 6 days, we're following online what's being said and broadcast and podcast, and this Gullus. But come Shabbos, oh, Habayim Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim Shabbos, Gushchina Shabbos. Yaakov is the Nachla B'li Mitzarim. So let's turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Let's get ready for a Shabbos. Who doesn't need Geula? Who doesn't want to get out of this Gullus? And how do we do it? Where can we go to experience it? How do we get a taste of it for 25 hours? For 25 hours, that's the Makor. It gives us everything we need to go back to the week. For 25 hours to believe, to have faith, to know, to be optimistic, positive, to be able to experience Geula even within Gullus. Wishing everyone a beautiful, a healthy, a holy, and a happy Shabbos. Mitzvah.